Good morning. Good morning. It is Wednesday, September the 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's jump right in this morning, midweek, prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper. That sounded a little angry, sorry. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Yeah, even as I say that, I realized I just passed right over the whole September the 11th. And what a wake-up call that was 23 years ago. We all remember it, that we're there or alive, aware. And in many ways, we didn't wake up. And so we're still calling for awakening. So let's just begin again, even today, in that light. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, So Now, Go. Welcome to the Elder Awakening. Our text is Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. Hear now the word of the Lord. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. I love what God doesn't say to Moses. He doesn't say, Moses, I love you and have a wonderful plan for your life. He says, in fact, I want your life for my plan. Notice the verbiage in today's text. I have seen, I have heard, I am concerned, I have come down. Moses was likely excited to hear the details of how God was going to solve this vexing problem of the enslavement of the Israelites. Finally, he must have been thinking to himself, God is finally going to intervene in this abominable mess and save our people. After all this demonstrative reporting, we get this sudden, dramatic shift. So now, go. I am sending you. Moses must have thought, you must have the wrong Moses here. And he must have thought, that ship has sailed in my life. At this point in his life, he was out to pasture. in every sense of the term. Why would God come to an assisted living community to find a candidate to deliver a nation from the oppressive rule of a cruel dictator? The better question may be this one. Why wouldn't God do this? Isn't it just like God to do this kind of thing? There are still places in the world where to be old is to be revered and set apart as the elders. The idea of putting them out to pasture would be anathema. The elders are the most experienced, the wisest, most spiritually mature members of any community. At the same time, they have the most discretionary time and, in many cases, the most wealth. Still, in most of our culture, i.e. America, they are increasingly sidelined, rotated off of boards, and encouraged to vacate positions of leadership so younger people can have a turn. At the same time they're asked to step aside, we expect them to write checks. It's wrong. I'm beginning to think of these years between 60 and heaven as one's kingdom prime, comprising what could be the most fruitful season of one's life. Youth and young adulthood are filled with idealism. The tests of midlife lead to an overabundance of realism and often cynicism. But what of old age? That is the question. There is a higher way. The antithesis of cynicism. Dreams. On the day of Pentecost, Peter proclaimed the prophecy of Joel fulfilled, which declared that the old will dream dreams. See Acts 2:17 or Joel 2:28. We need the dreams of the elders to converge and commingle with the visions of the young. Our churches seem to have been more formed by the sociological principles of our time than the theology of the Bible. The homogeneous unit principle is a good example. It explains why most people in most of our churches look just like most of us. Segmenting groups in the church according to age is another. The nature of the church, however, is intergenerational. We've got to get the old and the young into the same rooms again. What the elders need more of in their life is the young, and what the young need more in their life are the elders. One of the emerging, albeit ancient, strategies we're investing in at Seedbed is spiritual parenting. So many of our young are struggling and suffering in the full panoply of the Egyptian enslavements of our time. All this to say, old age, whatever old means, is not a season to retire. Okay, sure, quit your job if you want and can. You just can't retire. Your kingdom prime is ahead of you. This is a season to become wildly open to the dreams of God. This is a season to sow your life into the young. This is a season to enter into new assignments of prayer. This is a season to wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So now, go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. It starts with the preferred biblical response to God. Here I am. I hear you out there. I hear you saying it. Welcome to the Elder Awakening. Let's pray our prayer for deliverance today. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I hear you decree a season of exodus over me, over my family, my church, those I love, my city, this nation. I receive it, and as you decree it, I declare it. Deliver me from the conventional thinking of you having a plan for my life, and into the bigger picture of me offering my life for your plan. Your plan, Lord, for your life in this world. Deliver us from our conventional and predictable thinking about our elders. Forgive us for believing that with age comes diminished capacity in the kingdom of God. Deliver us from our ways of church that separate the old from the young. Restore the intergenerational genius of your church. Recover for us the gift of spiritual parenting. And I just sense we need deliverance. So many of us need deliverance as elders from the ways we have allowed the culture to bully us into thinking about ourselves as incapable or less capable or diminished or done or otherwise relegated to plan B. Deliver us from that thinking, Lord. Deliver me from that thinking and awaken us into all the possibilities that the kingdom of God prime in our life is before us and even now. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our elders with dreams. Fill our young with visions. And bring these two realms of the church into collaborative convergence. And now, Lord, let it be as you decree, for our good, for others' gain, for your glory. As we sing, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 How about our journal prompts today? You guys are journaling out there. I know you are. A lot of you got the Exodus journal. These prompts are for that journal. And if you don't have that journal, get you another one. Get you a different one. It doesn't matter. But I love if you got the Exodus journal that you're underlining words and highlighting and boxing and starring in the text that we have included in there. I mean, I'd love to know that you have underlined today those verbs in the text. I have seen. I have heard. I am concerned. I have come down. It's a stunning shift from there, and a native one for God to say, so now go. I am sending you. Guys, there's so much right there in the Word of God. Okay, the prompts. Are you in the category of people that I'm speaking to today? How does what I'm saying impact you? And if you're not in the elder category, does this positively and at least biblically impact how you see our elders and their potential in the kingdom? journal that out a little bit. Remember, I encourage you in your journal just to kind of recount, like, who has been a spiritual parent to me down through the years? And you may not have called it as such. It may have felt like some sort of category of maybe mentoring or something like that. But the sense in which a person came alongside you from another generation, and the Lord kind of parented you through that relationship. Just remember that today. Maybe even if that person is still alive, reach out to them, send them a text, call them, write them a note. It'll mean so much. Now, I got a big song today, and it's going to take the rest of our time. It's a big song, and a lot of you know it. Some of you may not. You're going to love it. It's called "Here I Am, Lord." It's a perfect song for this whole plan B, plan A revolution that the Lord has going on in Exodus. "Here I Am, Lord." It's number 589 if you got the Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. 589, "Here I Am, Lord." There are three verses. It's a good one to have accompaniment for, but you know what? We're going with just the voices, just the instrument that the Lord gave us, our bodies. Let's sing it together. We'll sing three verses in the chorus. "I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them. They turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. Amen. What a song. That's coming out of so many places in Scripture. It's coming out of the story of Samuel and the temple. It's certainly Moses. It's Isaiah. It's Mary. It's Elizabeth. It's Hannah. It's Deborah. I mean, this is our story. And guys, this is our song. Young, old, in between, it's time to wake up. The world around us is desperate for us to wake up. We'll just leave it there today on Wednesday. I hope you're encouraged. I know you're challenged. I don't want you to feel like overwhelmed and discouraged. I want you to be full of the courage of Jesus, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. He's cheering you on. He's saying, we've got this. He's not saying you can do it. He's saying, we've got this, okay? So get your seeds. It's Wednesday. We got seed to sow today. Go put this encouragement in the hearts of others. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.